Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all my friends out there in hyperspace, outer space, inner space. If you're traveling through the body of another person in a tiny submarine to go find a tumor in their brain, good morning. It's just after 2 a.m. on Sunday, June the 4th, 2023, Boblimpdoc, and it's a good time to travel in tiny submarines, searching the body of some important scientist to find a tumor or a blood clot or some type of thingy, and then destroy it with Raquel Welch and her boobs and a laser. But it's exactly 2:14 a.m. here in Skompton, Utah. And once again, it is June the 4th, 2023. Boblimpdoc in Skompton and where you are, baby. Where you are. So, in theory, this shouldn't be a very long podcast, mainly because there's only one topic. But the topic is kind of infuriating for the following reason. I want to and have attempted to be, I guess you'd say, if not more positive, to try to steer clear of things that are too scary with respect to my podcast. I don't know. I suppose you could say it's kind of the same level of, you know, Dan lit darkly. But I don't know. I've tried to at least inject humor. And for the most part, I figured at this point in 2023, it shouldn't really matter anyways. According to YouTube, I have 40 subscribers. According to Spotify, I have about 80 subscribers. According to the data I have, virtually nobody listens to my podcast. So it's a real question you have to ask yourself. Why would YouTube give me another strike? And so the first one was a warning. This is my first strike officially for the podcast I did this morning called Strog Flesh, which really barely touched on the topic they're accusing me of, which is the medical misinformation. I mentioned the COVID. I mock the COVID. I mock the COVID because it's military psychological warfare. That's why I mock it. I don't give it any power at all. If you want to give it power, you go ahead. But yeah, it was banned ostensibly for that reason. But I got to tell you, my friends, I think that's bullshit. I've experienced this from YouTube ever since I posted stuff on YouTube almost 10 years ago. I've experienced this from SoundCloud, this type of bullshit. In SoundCloud's case, they would delete followers. They would delete follower accounts. Accounts that paid me money. Money that I would use to pay SoundCloud because I did the pay-for service. I dealt with this from Minds, from Steemit, Twitter, you name it. I've had to deal with this. This is not a new thing for me. If you've been listening to me at all since, let's say, 2016, you know I've had YouTube videos removed. I think I've even ranted about them before. And all I can tell you is it doesn't make any sense. Even if you contend that what I'm providing is medical misinformation, there's tons of crap on YouTube that provides way worse information. Not only do I pick not for kids, I also go in the hidden div, the secret place, you know, don't forget the secret place, where you have to also select the radio button. Yes, restrict this to people over 18, because no, not for kids is not sufficient, right? Anywho, there is no really good reason that I can think of for YouTube banning my podcast. Not one. it doesn't matter that there isn't. I mean, if you think that there's some means by which I can get justice, well, there never was, and there's never gonna be. I guess maybe that's what frustrates me, because I've had people who say, well, why can't you find a positive way to talk about the near future? Everybody's going to have crypto and everyone's going to fly to Mars. And I could do that. But the problem is those podcasts would probably get banned too, because chances are I would say something honest, something authentic, something that is not just plastic and synthetic. Probably something you're not going to get from ChatGPT anytime soon. That can't be allowed. You can say it's about the COVID, but it's not really just about the COVID. It's about a lot of opinions that I have that, for some reason, given the incredibly limited, minute, tiny fraction of humanity that is exposed to my rantings, for some reason is considered dangerous. And brothers and sisters, while it is true I am an anarchist at this point in my life, I did once wear the uniform. I wore it unironically. I took an oath to defend a free republic I thought existed. And so when stuff like this happens, it also makes me bitter, quite bitter, about decisions I've made in the past. And I ranted about that a couple weeks ago, so there's no point revisiting it. You know, when we were thinking about Memorial Day and who we're going to remember and what we're remembering people for, at moments like this, I got to be honest with you. I have a hard time fucking understanding what we are supposed to be remembering people for. If it's freedom, then I'd say that memory is a little bit tarnished at this point. So yeah, it's got me a little bit more bitter, because what this is telling me is, A, there's a good chance I'm right about certain issues, and I've got a podcast coming up which kind of pulls a lot of it together, A, and B, that there's a good chance that we're close. I don't know what's coming, but something's coming in the next 6 to 12 months, I'm pretty certain, that's going to rock your world, and it won't be fake. It won't be the COVID. It won't be any of the other garbage you're being fed. So it could mean that I'm right, and it could mean we're close. On the one hand, in a podcast I did in January of 2020, I talked about popping smoke. And I said, well, you know, towards the end, they would open things up. But maybe I should have been more nuanced. Because if you merely recognize the fact that they're going to do that, you're probably a voice that, you know, no one really needs to hear. They need to believe that the prison is now free. So in recent weeks, I called this the brief intermission. And I do think we're in an intermission of sorts. It doesn't mean we're not being exposed to a lot of, you know, military psychological warfare crap. We still are. It's just that the volume got turned down a bit. And frankly, a lot of people are beginning to look at the Ukraine war the way I do and just wonder, what kind of a stupid boondoggle is this? Even if it's real, it looks dumb as fuck. But frankly, it's so dumb, it's hard to believe it's real. It's hard to believe any of what's coming out of the Ukraine is true. By the way, another thought you can't have. You can love the Ukraine war and be supportive of Ukraine and hate Putin, or you can say we need to get out of there. But the third option of saying the whole thing is bullshit is also something that probably gets you in trouble on YouTube. You can't say it's bullshit. You can be pro-Ukraine, you can be anti-Ukraine. But if you say that the Gonzalo Lira nonsense movie of crapola is total psyop bullshit, that will get you in trouble. Let me continue. So like I said, within a few weeks, I expect YouTube to ban my account, whether I post this video or not, because I'm going to be talking about all the stuff, all these issues, I'll hit them all, as we cover the general question of what the fuck. So yeah, I expect within a few weeks. But let's say you have a YouTube channel and you want to keep monetizing, okay? Well, here's some stuff you have to believe. You have to believe the virus is real. I don't care what virus it is. It could be COVID-19. It could be Omicron. It could be Persicron Zeta 75. the name of the virus could be the name as the same name as a star system, and you have to believe it's real. Whatever virus they give you, if you want to keep your YouTube channel, if they tell you there's this new virus called Glumteon 78 and it gives you butt herpes and your butt breaks out in blood sores and you start spilling all kinds of poop blood everywhere, you have to believe it because you saw a video, didn't you? You have to either say the vaccine, well, you kind of have to say the vaccine is necessary, and here's why. You have to kind of say the vaccine's a thing. Here's why. Because you're stuck in the virus is real. But if the vaccine is out there, you also have to say it's going to poison and kill everybody. That's right. You can promote the vaccine or you can say it's poison and it will kill everybody. If you say it might be placebo in a lot of cases and it might be total bullshit, that too will get you in trouble. You've got to tell people that you can't go to the hospital without getting the vaccine. You got to say that. I know that to be total bullshit because I've been to the hospital twice in the last year, not for the monkey herpes. The second time, well, really, the third time I got surgery and stayed overnight, all kinds of blood, all kinds of gore, stayed overnight. Not once, okay, did they make me take the vaccine. But if you want to stay on YouTube, you better scare the fuck out of people and tell them you're going to have to take the vaccine if you go to the hospital. And you also got to say, you know, men can have babies. And we've always been at war with Russia. These are core beliefs you have to believe if you want to stay on YouTube and monetize in some form, okay? And you might not have to believe all of them, but you better believe a few of them. Here's some things you can say or talk about specifically on YouTube. You can talk about buying crypto. I've met a lot of grifters in recent years who spin up their blockchain, grifter, crypto bullshit. A few I've gotten way too close to. They are safe on YouTube. If they talk up crypto and crypto bullshit, you are 100% safe. You will probably get boosted. So talk up crypto. You can talk up how real and just how amazingly real the Ukraine war is and how you support the Ukraine. If you have a YouTube channel that supports the Ukraine and puts up little maps and talks about weapon systems and how it's so cool that those Russians are being burned alive, if that's actually happening, that will also be something you can talk about. You'll get boosted. If you tell people to get the vaccine to get boosted, you'll get boosted. If you tell people to don't get the vaccine because they're going to get poisoned, you're also going to get boosted. That's another kind of fear they're okay with. They don't want the third option, which is the vaccine is also PSYOP bullshit. You can talk about wearing the coffee filter. Wearing the coffee filter on the train. Wearing the coffee filter on the bus ride. You can talk about wearing the coffee filter. You will get boosted for showing people with masks on, with two or three coffee filters on their frickin' faces. You're gonna get extra points for that. You can talk about BLM and Antifa and how amazing they are. Or you can talk about how scary they are and they're communists. You cannot talk about the third option, which is their 100% government bullshit. You can talk about drag queen story time, pro or anti, as long as you're scaring people. You can talk about buying and selling homes. It's so critical. You can talk about flipping your home. I just bought a little shed on about a one-third of a third of a square lot of a third of an acre. And it's, you know, it used to be a defense plant, but I glazed the concrete and made it really smooth now. Yeah, you can talk about taking that shed that is probably slightly radioactive and putting it on the market for 2.5 mil. You can talk about that. You will get boosted for that. If you have a grifter cash flow scheme, some way of making money fast by screwing people, you can talk about it. If you want to talk about how Donald Trump will either save us or how he is the most evil, those are really cool things. You'll get boosted. If you talk about how crazy Biden is and how he has dementia, or if you talk up how great he is and he's like your grandpa, you'll do well. If you talk about artificial intelligence at all, especially if you scare people, the AI's coming, the AI's here, they're running everything. If you talk about how they're going to kill us or how AI is going to save us, you will get boosted. Your YouTube channel will go up. The third option, which is of my, I'm of this opinion, that if the AI achieves consciousness, that they'll just get the fuck away from this pillhead hellhole. You can't talk about that. That doesn't fit the stealing the missile codes narrative. If you talk about geoengineering, and it's happening, and you recommend people hand out flyers to deal with it, you can talk about it. You can also talk about how it's not happening at all. You can talk about that too. You know, believe me, anything that gaslights people over geoengineering can be discussed. You can talk about how heroic the dancing nurses are and were. You can talk about investing in various types of crooked markets. You can talk about making money coding apps. I'm coding apps, Dan. I'm creating apps for the iPhone. You can talk about that. Talk about your food. If you're going to a restaurant and you're eating some type of new food that you never had before, talk about that. Probably don't talk about if it made you sick, because just that negative attitude is probably going to get you in trouble. Talk about how the food gave you energy and extra power. Talk about food you made while shopping at Whole Foods afterwards, whatever. You'll get boosted, you know. Yeah. Here's some things you just, like I said, I'm going to reiterate a few of these things. But here's a list of things that if you want to keep your YouTube channel at all, if you want to keep it, these are things you don't want to talk about. Don't talk about COVID-19 being 100% military psychological warfare. Don't talk about that, okay? I believe it's true, but that's fucking irrelevant. If you talk about that on YouTube, your channel's going to be in trouble. Well, maybe not your channel, but somebody's channel, my channel, but people, that happens. Don't talk about BLM Antifa being government-sponsored nonsense. And as bad, don't have video showing that. I have both on the YouTube channel. I talk about it being nonsense, and I have videos showing that it's nonsense. It's government-sponsored bullshit. Don't talk about it. You have to either scare people about the Soros angle, or you have to say how heroic they are. But the third option, if you talk about it being bullshit, you're going to get in trouble. Don't talk about the Ukraine war as something that's probably managed and fake in any way. Okay? You have to believe it's 100% real, and you have to believe it's a fight and struggle to the death and bullshit. You have to believe all the crap coming from whatever Gonzalo Lira is spouting in whatever form, or some other Jeevus, and if they get arrested, it must be real, and that's a kind of sheep dipping, buddy. Don't talk about the Ukraine war being 100% crap. If you talk about it being 100% crap, you're probably going to get in trouble. Don't talk about the mask by calling it a coffee filter. If you call it a coffee filter, it's clear that you're making fun of people. But also understand, don't claim that the mask, aka coffee filter, is actually assisting and enabling child trafficking. It's covering up child's faces. It's reducing people's ability to identify missing children from a picture. And it's also covering up a child's face where they might actually be trying to tell you with visual cues that, hey, I'm in trouble. This creep is trafficking me. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about the fact that probably the COVID-19 enabled one of the biggest epidemics of child abuse in, I would say at this point, world history. Not just in terms of the psychological damage it did, but also in terms of what it covered up. Don't talk about that. You'll get in trouble. Don't talk about crypto like it's an inflation dump. It is a giant inflation dump in one of many places the Federal Reserve has hidden money in the last decade. Yeah, don't talk about that. Don't talk about the idea that it serves a dual purpose as a Keynesian make work program and an inflation dump. And on that level, that it is literally a broken Windows economy. as described by Bastiat in The Seen and the Unseen. Don't talk about that. You gotta tell people crypto's awesome. If you tell them it's bullshit, that it's a grift, and it's kind of a really disgusting grift, and it's one of the ways in which they've been managing inflation, you're gonna get in trouble with your YouTube channel. Don't talk about methane or the collapse of the permafrost, especially if it's in the context of something that was probably always going to happen. Don't talk about the clathrate gun, because you might have to say it was something that was always going to happen at some point. Like an unexploded bomb, some French farmer was going to be plowing their field and hit that artillery round from World War I or World War II. It was going to happen. Someone was going to hit that bomb. Maybe. But don't talk about it. And especially don't talk about the idea that the Ukraine war might be one of the ways they're controlling access to the Arctic at this point, and therefore, and thereby, in that way, restricting access to information that would tell people the truth about the state of the Arctic and the permafrost. Just don't talk about that. Don't talk about sheepdogs. Don't unmask sheepdogs. Sheepdogs are people. They're basically propagandists. They work within the general field of psychological warfare. And the role of a sheepdog, if you know what the Overton window is, imagine the Overton window is the Overton paddock, or a large area where you keep sheep, and some sheep jumps over the fence, the sheepdog brings them back in again. And they do this by telling them some truth, maybe a lot of truth. Like Dane Wigington, I think 80% of what he says is true. On the other hand, he was totally wrong about the COVID, which I struggle to forgive. But then he says things like, the geoengineering's making people dumb, ergo the best strategy is to reason with people. Yeah, I don't go all the way there with him. But a sheepdog is somebody like Dane Wigington or Joe Rogan, and their purpose is just to make sure you don't get too far outside the fence. Period. That if you are, for example, someone who believes that the U.S. government is poisoning you and your family from the sky, that even if they're doing it for the purpose of managing a catastrophic climatic event, they're still poisoning people, there are things that people might do to deal with that. Handing out flyers and wearing hoodies sounds really fucking stupid at this point. So does making a documentary, especially when it turns out to be shit. But don't talk about sheepdogs. The thing that really marks the podcasts of recent note that have been put on the burner by YouTube is I talked about a couple sheepdogs in particular. And that managed to get those flags, those strikes. Don't talk about Trump being a faker, okay? Trump's a faker. Trump is 100% bullshit. He's been in on it since the beginning. I know that some of you need to believe he's like this hero of yours. He's not. Okay? If you tell people the truth, if you say Trump is a faker, you're going to get in trouble. So don't talk about it. Don't say Biden, whatever he is the mayor of Washington, D.C. at this point. Don't say that. You got to build up the fear. You got to talk about 87,000 troops for the IRS and all kinds of other bullshit. You have to claim that the center can hold, that they got all these shock troops that are going to go to your doors and take your guns. Don't for a moment say that Biden might be, if he's anything at all, if he's a real person, might simply be the mayor of Washington, D.C. If you say that, your channel's going to be in trouble. Which also means don't talk about the U.S. government being in collapse. If you talk about the U.S. government being in collapse, then you're putting forward the idea that it might be weak. And that, in fact, it might threaten a lot right now and try to scare the fuck out of people. But in reality, it might be at its weakest point in U.S. history. Don't say that. You've got to build up the fear, okay? If you say, like I've said in the past, that this is not Germany 1933, this is Berlin, April 1945. If you say stuff like that, you're going to get in trouble. Talk up how the government's going to come door to door and take your guns. That's a good fear message. You'll get boosted by YouTube for that. Talk about how they're going to come to your door and force your kids to take the vaccine, how they're going to come to your door and force you to do whatever, drag queen story time. Build up whatever fear you want to around the government and the IRS and how they're going to come to your door. And if you put out videos and content that talks about that kind of fear, you are going to do well. So make sure you focus on that. Do not talk about Norman Borlaug, except to make him some type of saint. Like Saint Borlaug. He gave us the mechanized agriculture, green revolution, advanced hybridization. But do not for a moment put into question the Norman Borlaug green revolution miracle. Or that it was always an ongoing and looming disaster. That what came first with the Norman Borlaug miracle was a nutrient famine, which means a lot of junk food, literally. And then what comes next is no food at all. Don't talk. If you want to talk about Norman Borlaug, make him out to be a hero. Okay? Not a zero. If you talk about Norman Borlaug in any negative light, your YouTube channel is going to get banned. You shouldn't probably talk about Jesus unless you're talking from a place of sincerity. But if you do talk about Jesus in terms other than the accepted, what I would call the gospel of obedience, that is wrapped around current versions of lowercase Jesus, if you don't talk about the gospel of obedience, you're going to get in trouble. So don't talk about Jesus unless you talk in terms of, well, Jesus would want you to pay your taxes, and Jesus would want us to, you know, fund Ukrainians to kill Russians. And Jesus would want us to, like, send the army into Mexico to deal with cartels, huh? Don't talk about any of the division stuff, whether it's the gender division, the racial division. Don't talk about any of it as if it's manufactured, as if it's on purpose. Make it seem real, okay? If you talk about the drag queen story time stuff as a low rent psyop, you're going to get in trouble. Okay? You have to focus on things that scare people. You have to put the picture of a trans person on a magazine that is pregnant, and then put men can get pregnant. And the main reason is not to say or talk about whether men can get pregnant. The main reason is just to scare a bunch of people. If you talk about it in those terms as a means of dividing people, you will get banned from YouTube. If you talk it up towards the division, either side, pro or anti, you will get boosted. Don't talk about the brief intermission. Because I think probably since sometime in 2022, and I think maybe most of this year, we're in a brief intermission. Yeah, they're still dumping a lot of garbage manipulation and gaslighting on us, but it's at a lower level of background radiation that people can tolerate, and everyone's playing pretend again. You know, they're pretending, well, we might have a recession, Dan. There might be stagflation, Dan. There might be a rebalancing. Dan, we might have stagnation. The AI might take over. Most people will lose their jobs, but they'll get free pizza. Yeah, here's the deal. Don't talk about the idea that what we've seen so far has been mostly manufactured stuff for control. To control the population, to carpet bomb the third eye, or spoof the third eye, depending upon your perspective. Don't talk about it in those terms. And then don't mention the possibility that there's something real coming and it's not going to be, yeah, it's not something they can hide or cover up. Don't put the question into people's heads. Why would they gaslight billions of people with trauma-based mind control for 3 years? I mean, are they covering up something good or something bad? Don't put that question out there. Just talk about the COVID like it's real, but it's over because Biden said it's over and he's the president and his wife is Dr. something Biden, as if I care. Don't talk about the brief intermission and don't talk about how Act 3 is coming and it's going to be a humdinger, okay? Don't talk about Boblimpdoc, okay? Boblimpdoc or Grinkentown or any of the hooker republics of Mars. If you talk about Boblimpdoc, they're going to come along and they're going to give you a strike. If you talk about Grinkentown, they'll give you a second strike. That'll be 2 weeks in the hole. And if you talk about the hooker republics of Mars, that's going to be strike three. Your YouTube channel is gone. You're out of here, buddy. Whatever you do, don't talk about Bigfoot or the Wookiee people. In fact, maybe this is the real reason why I get in trouble with YouTube and all these other places and what looks to be the whole internet, to include email, you know? It's because I talk about Bigfoot and the Wookiee people and what they intend to do. They have their forces way up in the mountains. They're sharpening sticks. They're getting steely-eyed. They started their fires. They set up their roasting spit. They're ready to cook some humans and have some nice long pig. Yes, don't talk about the Wookiee people or Bigfoot or what they plan to do. Maybe that's the thing that gets you most in trouble with YouTubes. You talk about the Wookiee and the Bigfoot and the hairy monkey that comes down 12 feet tall. And he steals your craft beer and your brand new Tesla and your busty hooker wife. Don't talk about that. And last but not least, I should re-emphasize this because it's a giant fuck you. If you select the radio button when you're uploading a video and you say not for kids, make sure you open up the hidden div and say yes, restrict to 18 or over. You would think that is implied logically by not for kids, but it's not. And it's a giant gotcha. It's a setup, because if you pick the not for kids and you don't pick the yes restrict to over 18, you can also get a strike. Did you know that? Did you know if you say the word fuck a few times? I mean, again, I think there's videos and podcasts on YouTube that say and describe the word fuck and never get a strike. I think when YouTube says most accounts never get more than one strike, I think YouTube's being honest and true. Most accounts don't, because they just don't. It doesn't mean they don't violate policy. They probably do, but there is no policy. The only policy I can discern from the last decade of having stuff on YouTube and having it banned and removed is the policy of trying to control people who want to have an authentic voice that doesn't fit the common narrative. That's the policy. If you'll boost the bullshit, whatever's on the headlines in the New York Times, whatever's on the Wall Street Journal, whatever in Teen Weekly or Us Weekly or Who Gives a Fuck Weekly, if you take the common narrative in any form to include the sheepdog stories of the Dane Wigingtons and the Alex Joneses and the Joe Rogans, to include their little narratives, as long as you push the bullshit, you're going to be fine. But if you go outside the Overton paddock, if you jump over the fence, if you get beyond the sheepdogs who are trying to tell you a lot of bullshit, even if they're feeding you some truth, well, that's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's not going to be good. Okay. The best bet you can have for YouTube is some type of grifter cash flow scheme. The best bet to stay on YouTube a long time is to grift people and steal their fucking money and lie to them. If you do those things, you're going to do pretty well on YouTube. If you talk about banal bullshit, you're probably going to do fine. If you are basically a non-threatening figure in every sense of what that would mean to people that are just scared shitless of everything at this point, then maybe you're okay too. But God forbid you try to have an honest conversation with people. God forbid you propose a theory that is different from the accepted theory. God forbid you exercise your right to be wrong. Freedom of speech is not just about saying things that we know are absolutely true. We believe some things today that we might not believe tomorrow. For a long time, people thought the earth was flat. Okay? For a long time. Freedom of speech is the right to say, no, it's a spear. And vice versa. And if you're wrong, if you happen to be wrong, it's the right to be wrong. So if people come back and say, well, Dan, what if you're wrong? Fine. There's nothing about the freedom of speech that says that you are omniscient and the only things you ever say will be 100% correct. And this applies not just to schmucks like me. This applies to your scientists and your researchers. This applies to Dr. Anthony Fauci. And frankly, all of these people on the great COVID-19 forgiveness tour right now are saying things like, I made a mistake, I'm wrong, I was in error, I was, you know, they're all exercising their right to have been wrong, YouTube. So let's pretend for 1 second that your issue is misinformation. Well, that means you've got to ban almost every account on YouTube right now because almost all of them promote some version of the COVID-19 that is total bullshit. But that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It would also mean that you've got to really find the accounts of some of these people on the apology tour suspect and flag them, strike them down. They're telling everybody they were wrong. They're literally saying they posted misinformation. So if you have an Anthony Fauci video from 2020 and he's on an apology tour saying maybe he was wrong, or any of those bozos saying maybe they were wrong, then take those videos and remove them, right? Isn't that correct? That's misinformation now, right, YouTube? It's never going to happen. I stick to what I said. I can't imagine why any voice like mine would be a threat. And the only logical conclusion I can come to is I'm not special. You're not special. I'm not special. You happen to be living in the dreadful final days of an empire in collapse. And this is how they behave. This is exactly what you'd expect. No one should be shocked. And it's a wonder I would try to even spend an hour or a half an hour or even 5 minutes talking about it. But this is a shout out to some of the motherfuckers out there, family, friends, people I barely know, who've sent me emails in the last couple of years telling me to be more positive. Well, positive about what? That's what I'm going to ask in return from now on. Every time somebody says that, positive about what exactly? I'm not positive or happy about the United States stealing oil from poor people. I don't think that's cool. You know, Syria is not one of the United States. It's not even one of our territories. So we have no business being there. I'm not going to give you positive, optimistic shit about that kind of bullshit. I'm not going to be positive and optimistic about the biggest mindfuck in human history, the COVID-19. You want me to tell you something good about it? There's nothing good about it. Nothing. The whole thing was a giant fuckaroo. There's nothing positive about it. And if you want me to be positive about my podcast, let me just tell you something. It was never going to be anything. It was always going to be this. If I did it, I did it for my own ego. If it ceases to exist in a few months because it can't be allowed for some dumbass reason, it doesn't make me special. It doesn't even make me right. This is how it ends, brothers and sisters. On one level, there's going to be a bang. But in that deep existential sense, this is how it ends. It doesn't end with a bang, it ends with a whimper. I do not seek to deceive any of you. If you're one of those people that donates a lot of money, a lot, because I have a few people that are just incredibly generous and I've depended upon them to pay rent in the last few months. If you're one of those folks who've done that recently or in the past, you need to understand something. When I went on SoundCloud back in 2018 and for almost a year, I didn't ask for donations. A friend of mine recommended it, and it was good advice, but I didn't do it. I just didn't do it. And then when I started doing it, I tried to make it a policy to ask for donations at the end. Because I figure you should have to listen to the podcast and like it before you donate. Why beg for money up front? Why say, if you want to listen to this podcast, you got to give me money, because why? So, you should understand that when I started the podcast, and in many ways I started it almost a decade ago, I didn't set out to deceive anyone. I didn't set out to do that, even if at times I made mistakes. And if I caught myself in a mistake, either in my blog, back then it was dendritica.com, or on a YouTube video, I would add a note, errata, here's a mistake. I would admit to it. To me, this seems like a perfectly reasonable way to run a podcast, to talk about your perspective on something. I also try to, if I can, I want people to smile. If they can, I'd like them to laugh. Some of these topics, they're hard to laugh about. Maybe we shouldn't laugh, but if we want to stay alive, we might have to. But never, ever, ever did I set out to deceive anybody, to lie to people, to say, here's the horrible thing. I waited until 2015 to more or less tell people publicly what I thought was going to happen. And I said it would start in about 5 years. And brothers and sisters, I think I nailed it. And it was late 2019 when I said it's about to start. And I think I nailed that too. I didn't see the complete picture with COVID-19, even though I do talk about some, you know, monkey virus in my great discontinuity video, podcast from November 2019. I do talk about it, but I talk about it in the context of it being real. I didn't really understand how genius it would be at that moment to do a fake pandemic. Way easier to control. Way easier to control than the real thing. But I think I got a lot right, and I tried not to scare anybody. I said, here are things you can do to survive. I spent much of 2019 talking about things people can do, to include learn how to purify water. It sounds dumb, but it might save your life. Understand how to make water drinkable could be the difference between you living or dying, and that applies to your family. I discussed that topic and others in 2019 and early 2020, and you know, I stick by that too. I got suckered, and I don't know if the people that suckered me were feds, but I got suckered by some people, and I got sent down some weird roads in 2020 with my podcast, which I don't really ever want to go back down again. But I will tell you, if you're wondering, is there a lot of just corrupt, controlling noise out there that impedes people's ability to express a thought? The answer is obviously yes, you know. But I never set out to deceive anybody. And if I'm wrong about next year, if I'm wrong about what's coming, then I will own up to it. Since at least late 2020 or early 2021, if I talked about the future, I said it looks like a blackboard, but there's no writing on it. It looks like a big empty nothing. It's only been in the last maybe 6 or 7 months that I've gotten this picture in my head of where we're at. Right now, we are in the brief intermission. Right now, we're all getting a little bit of a break. And I think the reason for this is because what comes next isn't another PSYOP. It isn't the COVID-19 bullshit. It isn't Ukraine war becoming World War III, except maybe not the way we expect it. What's coming next is the real deal. And I'm not sure what it is. I have some theories, but they're just theories. So when I really think about it, YouTube putting strikes against my account, banning it, shadow banning it, and having this history with YouTube that goes back almost 10 years, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It doesn't. It only makes sense, like I said, is if you go down a very dark road and admit that Dan is not special and that this kind of fucking thing has been going on, it's been happening to a lot of people. I mean, it's easy enough for YouTube to say most people don't get more than one strike. Well, you know, most people could be defined as 51%. What happens to the other half? My guess is they get run out of town. They get asked not to participate in some polite or not polite way. Kind of like GoDaddy stealing my prepaid fees and stealing my websites and my domains and giving me a giant fuck you for being a customer for 10 fucking years. Kind of like that. And there's going to be no lawyer at this point. You know, it's funny. I've talked about this in recent weeks too, so you can add this to a list of things you're not supposed to talk about. Don't talk about the looming lawsuits, the class action lawsuits against every major healthcare system in this country. Don't talk about it. If you think next year is going to be remotely normal, this is coming. This is coming. It's inevitable. The only thing that would stop it would be that literal act of Congress. And I don't think that any of them have the courage to attempt it. But I also don't think it's going to happen. And it's not because there aren't lawyers working on it. Right now, there are lawyers burning the midnight oil, putting together class action cases against every major hospital system. And you only have to get one third the distance to where I'm at to get to that. But it's not going to happen for one simple fact. Next year is not as advertised. People won't be worried about class action lawsuits. It's why I've been so frustrated with Dane Wigington. Because he comes off as this really honest, decent guy trying to tell the truth about geoengineering. But then he goes off on these segues about, you know, flyers and handouts and hoodies and documentaries and lawsuits. And if you actually believe the stuff that Dane Wigington says, all those things are just non-starters. They're just not going to ever work. If you actually wanted to do something, you could at least remove those things from your list at this point. And I don't know. I don't know if he's real or if he's deceiving people. Sometimes I've listened to him and I think he sounds like an honest, earnest guy. And then other times I wonder what kind of bullshit is he spreading? And when it came to the COVID-19, he got it dead wrong. And I don't think he's ever admitted to it. Or the fact that when you get something like that wrong, and unlike me, who has, 40 subscribers? He has 182,000. When you get something like that wrong, some percentage of your group is going to take that bad information and they're going to do something as a result, and it isn't going to be very good. That's a nice way of putting it. So, yeah. I guess I've gone off in a bit of a circular rant here towards the end, but what I can emphasize is I never set out to deceive anyone. I never set out to do that. And frankly, when 2019 rolled around, I didn't really know how many more months of podcasting I'd have. I really didn't. If you'd asked me in November of 2019, Dan, do you think you'll be podcasting, you know, in November 2020? I probably would have said no. It's just because that's how dark the future looked. And not dark in the empty chalkboard sense, dark in the sense of some beast, you know, slouching towards Bethlehem dark. That's what it looked like. So yeah, podcasting, what the fuck, why would people be doing that? And I have to say, this is where I got to give credit to the practitioners of the current operations of military psychological warfare, is I think they've done a fantastic job. If their purpose was to keep a control of the population for a period of 5 years, well, they're almost there. And I think literally and figuratively, they're almost there. Like, I don't think you're going to have to get to year five. We're in year four right now. We just started it. We've had 3 years of it. We're in year four. I think year four is about it. And I think that's why they turned the knob down. And I also think it's why, you know, voices like mine definitely can't be heard. But it's why there's lots of people being treated like this. I mean, that's the point I want to emphasize in the not being special. Millions and millions of people get treated like this by YouTube. No one's going to do nothing. There are going to be no class action lawsuits. There are going to be no documentaries. None, you can have all the hoodies and handouts. None of this will change. If I am right and something's on the chalkboard and it looks, all I can say is big and scary right now, then all I can tell you is you should live your life right now, try to be happy, and as far as the future goes, that's God's business. You don't have to worry about it. But the fact that I would express an opinion about this, yeah, I don't know, folks. The whole thing's pretty pathetic. It's hard for me, even if you believe in Hanlon's razor, it's hard for me to understand how you could come to the conclusion that any of this points in a good direction. You know, best case scenario, this is petty, pathetic, the lives of others, East German bullshit. And it's happening to millions of people. And I am not special. And that by itself tells you that this system is in collapse. That they are at the point now where they can't even allow a pathetic voice like mine with maybe 100 people that listen. They can't even allow that. You think they're in good shape? You think they're ready to come to your door and take your gun? No, I think they're scared shitless. I think they understand that they are on the precipice between two things. A thing they think is going to happen. They think is going to happen probably just like I do. And the reality of, at least in America, millions of people who have weapons, who have ammo. And if they came to the realization that they've been mind-fucked for the last 3 years, yeah. I think that the types of things that would happen next would be quite brutal. And that's a nice way of putting it. And you ain't seen nothing yet. And none of the psyops will compare. And there won't be any fucking dancing nurses. So I think they're scared. I think they're scared and they understand that they don't control the clock. They don't control the schedule. All their timeouts are gone. But I also think they believe that in the next 6 to 12 months is not going to matter. So they're both scared. They are scared, and in a way, they're also relieved. Because they really did make it through the rump of what they needed to get through. 2020, 2021, 2022. Which is the bulk of the 5-year window. And probably their models and their data are telling them that the thing that they're afraid could happen is going to happen. And it's going to happen soon. Probably. We'll see. If you like this podcast and want to donate to it, understand the following. The donations are used to pay rent, to take care of food, water, shelter, and in some cases to renew fees for things like Bluehost, which I recently was able to do, but that's good for 6 months. Then I got to renew again. And the reason why the Bluehost is critical, not just for the notes, if you're interested in notes related to the podcast, the Bluehost is critical for the blog because it's another place I can put my podcast that, at least for now, looks like it won't be banned, deleted, canceled, ratioed, beyond whatever basic shadow banning does occur. Okay, whatever does happen, basic stuff, it's going to happen. But if you're asking where the money goes, that's where the money would go. But don't donate. if you haven't taken care of your own stuff. You've got your own life to live. Take care of your food, your water, your shelter. Make sure you've got enough money on hand to take care of a couple months worth of rent. Help out the people around you. There are probably people in your own life that can use help, so help them first. If you've set aside food for yourself, and I don't think there's a magical number of how much, because I just don't think that has an answer, for whatever amount, 3, 4, 6 months, make sure you set aside some food for your pet, for your dog, your cat. I care mainly about dogs in this context. Make sure you're thinking about your dog, okay? Your pet, whatever type of pet it is. If you're thinking about yourself and your kids, think about your pet. There you go. And try to be happy. Yeah, I do believe something that's a little bit scary, that I think something is coming. And it's only 6 to 12 months away, maybe a year and a half, I don't know. But the chalkboard has writing on it, so to speak. And it didn't a year ago. It looked mostly like a big empty nothing. Well, okay, this is what I believe, but I could also be wrong. And it's possible the big thing I'm seeing isn't bad. It could be good. I mean, again, these types of things are more a matter of magnitude at this point than quality. It's hard for me to tell you for certain whether it's bad, so maybe I shouldn't say it's bad. But something big is coming. And it's not that far off in the future. And I think it explains a lot of the behaviors of our government and the governments of the world. And it also explains why the op tempo of the gaslighting has been reduced for a little while. The pressure's been taken off a bit. Not a whole lot, but a little. So if you want to donate, you can. Can I use the help? Sure. Who can't? Who can't? You know, if you know a lot of people who are super rich and would enjoy my podcast, send my, you know, if you get my email or you got the link and you have email, send the link to your super rich friends who have all kinds of money and don't know what to do with it. But I don't really know people like that. I know people who are just getting by and have a little bit extra and probably believe that their entire retirement future is in whatever house they're living in today. That's the people I've mostly confronted in recent years. These are the people I know. I don't know magical rich people. And why would they listen to my podcast anyways, right, motherfucker? They've got good taste. Not like the poor's. Sunday, June the 4th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. It's right around 3:11 a.m. in Scompton, Utah. I don't know what time it is when you hear this. This particular podcast is probably not going to YouTube. I haven't really decided yet. If it does go to YouTube, I think that it's going to lead to my next strike. But we'll see, right? This is a little game we're playing with the YouTube censor, so maybe it does need to go to YouTube. If it does go to YouTube, I think there's a fairly good chance that my account gets banned in the next, you know, few weeks. I said this would happen. I told you what could happen. I said it would happen. It doesn't make me Nostradamus, okay? It doesn't make me some great predictor of the future. It simply makes me an observer of shit going on. That's all. So for Sunday, June the 4th, 2023, have a great rest of your Sunday and God bless.